2017 was the year of viruses and ransomware attacks, such as the WannaCry attack that shut down UK hospitals. There's been a major shift in the cyber threat landscape, as cryptocurrency-related malware is becoming a popular and profitable choice of cyber criminals. Since the founding of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, security has been a major concern. Now hackers are exploiting unsecured computers to make their own wealth. Philip Stempion has more.
Over 500,000 computers around the world have been infected with a malware virus that turns the infected computer into a cryptocurrency mining slave. Researchers from security agency Proofpoint discovered the massive global malware dubbed Smominru. Cryptocurrency mining requires large amounts of CPU power, and computers infected with the mining malware are therefore severely slowed down. Associate Professor Ellie Reen is a researcher in the RMIT Blockchain Innovation Hub, and she explains how Bitcoin is mined.
What they're doing is they are solving a mathematical puzzle and competing for Bitcoins. But in order to win this kind of lottery of Bitcoins by solving this computationally difficult problem, they have to, in the process, have agreed and confirmed that all the transactions that have come before are correct. It's essentially a kind of race to win a coin by solving these puzzles, but in the process of doing that, they're confirming that the transactions are all correct. So you can think of it as an incentive to participate in securing the blockchain, but it's also a disincentive to hack the blockchain, because if you don't play by the rules, you're not going to get that money.
The Smominru malware is using the Eternal Blue exploit, which gained notoriety last year when the US National Security Agency was hacked and is responsible for the infamous WannaCry ransomware, which shut down UK hospitals.
We've been lucky, I guess, up until now to actually have viruses that are detectable, because essentially you could write something now and it could destroy a computer and no one would know about it.
Simon Smith is a cybersecurity and cryptocurrency expert and has been working in the field for over 20 years. He says the hackers behind the Smominru malware use Eternal Blue to infect computers through open SMB ports.
Essentially, whenever you send a file to a MAP drive on your computer, you know, like an F drive or G drive that goes along to a shared server, you're using a technology called SMB. Some companies leave it open to the internet, and that's pretty much a very bad habit.
This bad habit has allowed the malware to infect 526,000 computers worldwide, with the highest number of infected hosts in Russia, India, Taiwan, and Ukraine. The malware seems to target servers running older Windows operating systems. Windows have patched the Eternal Blue exploit last year, and Simon Smith says he is disturbed that some people aren't updating their systems, allowing them to be vulnerable to these sorts of attacks.
You'd have to ask yourself, why haven't they updated this fix by now? Because realistically, it's the same old hole and same old backdoor entry.
The Smominru malware is mining the cryptocurrency Monero, which was created by a personality named Fluffy Pony. Associate Professor Ellie Reen is a researcher in the RMIT Blockchain Innovation Hub, and she explains that Monero has many differences to Bitcoin.
What Monero does differently is it deliberately obfuscates where transactions have come from or are going to. So it uses a whole lot of particular technical features to do that. It's considered a very secure coin, but most importantly, it's a privacy coin and it's private by default.
Security agency Proofpoint estimate the malware operators have already mined approximately $3.6 million of Monero at the rate of about $8,500 per day. Unlike Bitcoin, which is very transparent, Monero is a completely private cryptocurrency, which is why it's a cryptocurrency of choice for hackers.
The reason why people would be mining covertly for Monero is because it can't be traced. Monero is also becoming the coin of choice on black markets, apparently, for good reason. So it's got specific purposes. Not to say that it's always used in that way.
Associate Professor Ellie Rennie there, cryptocurrency expert and researcher from RMIT University, ending that report by Philip Stempion.